The two sheriff's candidates answered questions posed by a panel of journalists and questions from the audience at Monday's candidate forum. Democratic candidate Justin Martinez, who's the number two man at the Summit County Sheriff's Department, said he would not militarize the sheriff's office.
We will keep it as a peace officer, law enforcement focused, centric office. I talked earlier about my holistic approach to law enforcement with a community-oriented approach. I want my deputies working with the citizens, not against them. I expect my deputies to be that compassionate, to have heart, and to integrate with the citizens.
Republican candidate Chris Hendrickson, a Camas Valley resident, has 30 years of law enforcement experience and said he has a passion for it. He's currently at Utah Valley University teaching in the police academy. Hendrickson said he wants to make a difference and make people feel safe in Summit County. When asked whether he believed in stopping people for minor traffic violations, which can lead to larger busts but can also alienate citizens, he said you need to have a balance.
A lot of times in law enforcement, you have to use every available source to you. I worked narcotics for 8 years, and a lot of times it was the minor traffic stops that were able to yield the major busts. If you look back through history, if you look at the Oklahoma bombing, it was a minor infraction that was able to make the arrest on the main bombing suspect that day. I don't say we have to go out and hammer everybody for every taillight or minor infraction on a Friday or Saturday night, but there are a lot of people who are on the roads that are impaired with alcohol and drugs. And a lot of times these minor infractions are what we're able to use to be able to get these drivers off the road safely.
Hendrickson said he'd like to improve response times in more rural areas of the county.
When they make a call for a deputy, the response times are many times over 45 minutes to get there. I would like to make sure that the deputies have at least a 15-minute response. Keeping the deputies inside their areas is very important. There are times when we might have to cut back on a few special programs and bring deputies back in so we can attend to our needs within the county before we send out deputies outside of the county. But I want that area integrity to be intact all times.
Hendrickson answered several questions about his managerial experience regarding a large budget. He said at the Summit County Sheriff's Department it would be easy to deal with and he would learn as he went. When asked how he would reduce recidivism among inmates at the county jail, he mentioned drug court.
You're dealing with people that have got habitual crimes. It's hard to keep people out of the system. Once they get into the system, it's a revolving door. It has nothing to do with the jail itself. It's the people that you're dealing with. One of the things that I would really like to see working at a stronger basis, and I know that Mr. Bricky's working on it, is the drug court, keeping them out of the opportunity to come back, put them in a different environment, help teach them. These people don't want to come back to jail.
That's Chris Hendrickson, Republican candidate for Summit County Sheriff. Justin Martinez said despite being the second in command at the Sheriff's Department, he's not just another Dave Edmonds, the current sheriff.
The sheriff and I, he recognizes me for who I am as my own individual. He and I have different philosophical approaches to law enforcement. I think he has done a wonderful job when he took office. He laid a foundation for me to build upon. He took over an office that was quite dysfunctional. Whoever becomes a sheriff, myself, will take over a very healthy, functioning office. And it's time to bring about a more holistic change to law enforcement. That's what I'm going to bring, a more customer-oriented approach. We know how to do the work of policing. It's how we go about working with the citizens and working with the community.
Martinez gave an example of how he might handle an incident differently if he were sheriff.
Somebody was stopped for having a warrant out for their arrest. It was a minor violation that they had a expired registration that turned into a warrant. Our deputies arrested them, took them to jail, and processed them for a warrant for $150 for a minor violation of expired registration. And that's not the type of policing we need to do in Summit County. We could have taken that opportunity, told that gentleman, I'm going to meet you down at the courthouse. You're going to pay your fine, and we're going to recall that warrant. Shook his hand and said, have a nice day. That's good policy. That's good policing. And I will make myself available to citizens if they're not treated with respect the way they should be under my leadership of sheriff.
That's Justin Martinez, candidate for Summit County Sheriff. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.